Ugh, my doorman is such a creep. Did you see him leering at me? It's all your fault, Daddy. For picking out a backless gown. You always have to put me in something I can't wear a bra with. Oh, right. You're greeting. Sorry. Good evening, Daddy. I'm here to serve your cock. The gown? Yeah, it's nice. I didn't recognize the name on the tag, though. Some new up-and-coming designer? No, I didn't Google it. I already forgot the name. What am I doing? I'm texting my sister. Yes, I know the no phones rule, but we're just driving. It's no big deal. I need a new one, by the way. The screen on this one is going all fucky. Can we go to the Apple store soon? All right, fine. I'm putting it away. Jeez. So, where are we going anyway? Ooh, a surprise. Come on, these fancy shindigs are basically all the same. Whether it's a fundraiser or the ballet, is there really much of a difference? Excited? Not especially. I mean, we've been to so many of these lately, it's hard for me to muster up much excitement at this point. Huh? Yeah, I used to. Of course I used to. At first. It was fun being your shiny new arm candy. Watching you show off your hot young plaything. All the wives clutching their pearls at our scandalous age difference while their pervy husbands drooled over me. And I loved whispering dirty things in your ear and making you squirm in front of your bougie rich friends. Oh, sorry. Your colleagues. Remember that first gala you brought me to? I remember chatting with a few of your colleagues when you walked up behind me. You whispered in my ear that I had exactly 2 minutes to put my panties in your hand, or I'd be punished. And that you'd be timing me. I had no idea where the restroom was. I finally panicked and ducked around a corner to slip them off. My heart was pumping out of my chest. Anyone could have walked by. God, that was so fucking hot. I was so wet the rest of the night. I was terrified people could smell it on me. Things were more exciting when we could pull off stuff like that. Back when I was just some pretty face they might never see again. I couldn't take a risk like that now. They all know me as your girlfriend, not just some casual fling. I actually have to face these people again. Oh, we're here already? What? No valet parking? Wait, where are we? Okay. Now I want to know what's going on. Why are we parked in this tiny back alley? And in such a sketchy-looking neighborhood. Is this one of those secret underground BDSM parties? Daddy, are you eyes wide shutting me? Oh. Okay then, Mr. Mysterious. Keep your secrets. What do you mean this is it? This is... What is this? We're just standing in the middle of a dank, dirty alley in a shitty neighborhood. I don't get it. Where's the party? There is no party. Lesson? What lesson? Daddy, what are you talking about? Spoiled? How have I been acting spoiled? I haven't even... No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to... No, Daddy. I won't talk back again. Neil? Here? But, Daddy, my new dress. Ew. This gutter has drain water running all... No, I'm sorry. Of course. Of course I'll get on my knees for you, Daddy. Whenever you want. Wherever you want. Yeah, a little. I'm sorry, but yes. It's a brand new dress, so yeah, I'm a little upset. The dress I... What? Never thanked you for? Didn't I? I thought I... At least I meant to. I remember wanting to tell you how much I loved it. When I first slipped it on and felt the fabric clinging to me so delicately. When I looked in the mirror and saw how perfectly it accentuated the soft, sloping curves of my body. The slit along the side going all the way up my thigh, and the tiny, delicate straps that make it seem like the front is held onto me by magic, as if one wrong move or a gust of wind and I'd be completely naked from the waist up. And the color, it's so beautiful. I really did mean to thank you, Daddy, and tell you how much I love this gown. And the shoes that match perfectly, and the necklace. Oh, Daddy, you have such elegant taste. I should have told you before now. As soon as I got in the car, I must have been distracted. No, ungrateful. And spoiled. Just like you said. Did I even thank you for the last one? Or the one before that? Oh my God. Daddy, you're right. You're absolutely right. I've been horrible. I've been a spoiled, ungrateful little brat. Oh, Daddy, I'm so sorry. The way I've been acting, what you must think of me. Oh, God. Please forgive me, Daddy. Punish me as much as you need to, please. If I wasn't already on my knees, I'd get down to beg your forgiveness. Please, Daddy, please. I'll do anything. Anything. I'll be such a good girl from now on, you'll see. I'll show you just how thankful I am for you. How much I appreciate everything you do for me. Whatever you want, whatever it takes, I'll do it. Whatever the punishment, I'll endure it. You'll see, Daddy, I'll show you. Yes, Daddy, I'll say whatever you want. Repeat after you? Okay. I am Daddy's dirty little whore. And no matter how elegantly I am dressed, or how expensive the jewelry I wear, or how graceful and sophisticated I look, I'll never, ever forget. I am nothing but a dirty back alley whore. And here is where I belong. On my knees, in a nasty, grimy gutter. Like the cheap, sleazy little slut I am. With Daddy's cock in my mouth. Now suck my... Oh, right. Yes, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you for letting me make it up to you. I'll suck it so good for you. I'll show you how sorry I am for being such a spoiled, ungrateful. Naughty little girl. hard for me already. You must really like seeing me like this, don't you, Daddy? Does it turn you on to have me on my knees, dressed up all fancy in this elegant designer gown, kneeling in the filthy drain water of this dirty back alley gutter? You like me looking so sophisticated and refined, while devouring your hard cock like a cheap, depraved whore. Yeah? So do I. My pussy is so fucking wet, Daddy. Let me show you what a dirty, cock-hungry whore I am under all this grace and elegance. Oh, yes. Oh, make me take that cock, Daddy. You know, Daddy, if I'm really gonna learn this lesson, for me to really understand that I'm nothing but a filthy gutter slut, I think I need you to treat me like one. I think I need you to fuck my face in this rundown alley like the cheap whore that I am. Yes, Daddy, punish my throat. I've been such a spoiled, ungrateful, childish little brat. I've disappointed you. Take it out on my throat, Daddy. Punish me with your big, sick daddy call. Are you gonna come on my face, Daddy? Are you gonna show me what a cheap, filthy little whore I am? And shoot your hot, sticky load all over my pretty little face? Oh, you want me on all fours? Yes, Daddy, of course I'll turn around and bend over. Wait, Daddy, don't ruin your tux. Here, let me lay my dress down for you. It's already covered in dirty drain water, not to mention all that spit and pre-cum that dripped onto it off my chin. Oh, no, the gown fit me so perfectly around the hips, I didn't want any panty lines. There. Now I can turn around, get down on all fours, and you can come fuck me from behind without getting dirt on your pants. Oh, Daddy, I really am such a filthy whore for you now. Completely naked, in nothing but my heels and jewelry, down on my hands and knees on the dirty ground in this grungy alley, like a common street corner whore. Yes, yes, spank me. Oh, yes, spank me, Daddy, punish me. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, spank me. Oh, show me what a bad girl I am. Show me, spank me, spank me. Yes, again. Again. Yes. Oh, pull my hair, pull my hair. Yes, punish me, make me feel it. Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Yes. Oh, Daddy, Daddy, please. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy, I'm close. I'm close, I'm close, I'm close. Please, Daddy, may I come? Oh, may I come? Oh, please, Daddy. I know I don't deserve it, but I want to come. I'm so fucking mad. My tight, slutty little pussy needs to come. Please, Daddy. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Please, Daddy. Oh, no, 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 please put it back in, put it back in. No, Daddy, please give it back. Oh, you're right, you're right. I don't deserve it, I've been such a spoiled little brat. Please, Daddy. Over there, over there. Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy. Is this where you want me, Daddy? With my back against the dumpster? Yeah. Yes, Daddy. Make me your dirty little dumpster slut. Oh, fuck, I'm close. Daddy, may I come, please? Please, Daddy, please make me come against this foul, filthy dumpster like the dirty whore I am. Please, can I come? Can I come when you come? Yeah? I can come when you come? Oh, fuck, I'm so fucking close. Yes, I can hold it. I'll hold it for you, Daddy. Oh, fuck, please come. Oh, please come. As soon as you start pumping your hot load into me, I'm gonna fucking explode. Can you feel how tightly I'm squeezing your pink thick cock, Daddy? Can you feel how hard I'm about to come? I'm right on the edge, Daddy. Please, please dump your cum into my tight, hungry little pussy. Yes, yes, yes. I can. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I feel your cum. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Holy fuck, Daddy. Oh, that was so fucking hot. Thank you, Daddy. Oh, your tuxedo jacket is so warm with your body heat. You're gonna carry me back to the car? I love this. Your strong arms scooping me up. My head resting gently on your chest. Oh, wait, wait, my dress. Oh, I'm sure it just needs a good dry cleaning. No, Daddy, I don't want a new one. I'm grateful for the one I have. I'd like to keep it to always remind me of this night. Is that okay? Thank you, Daddy. Yeah, if you just squat down a little, I can. I can. Just reach. Got thank you, Daddy. For the dress. The shoes and the jewelry. And for tonight. I'm so grateful to you, Daddy, for everything you do for me. And I'll never forget it. Never again.
Hmm.